Everything has to come to an end one day. And so I know Ajahn Chah used to say he loved endings, not beginnings. Because in endings is a completion. Things are finished, they're over. When you do end things, make sure you end things without any remainder. Please always remember that simile of the lotus leaf. Whatever falls on the lotus leaf leaves no residue. So even on this retreat, leave no residue. Even the good meditations leave behind, let alone the bad ones. And then you understand why you come on meditation retreats. You don't take anything home with you at all. Isn't that beautiful? You've let things go here. That's why we've ordered 2 more rubbish bins, so that you can let go all your defilements and attachments here. And that's the way to go. But on endings, it's been my custom, I don't know how many years now, to usually end this retreat on a metta meditation. It's a wonderful way of showing one's gratitude to all the people who've made this retreat possible and to your fellow retreatants. To ask forgiveness of each other for anything which has irritated you. For me to ask forgiveness for all the bad jokes repeated many times. For also for you to let go of everything. And so that metta is opening the door of your heart. Opening the door of your heart, but also opening the other end of your heart, the back door of your heart too. So that all the parts can disappear. Otherwise, if you've only got one door in your room, and everybody comes in, it soon gets crowded and there's no place to move. So remember, open the front door of your heart and the back door too. So events, experiences, they can come in and they can go out again. Leaving your heart free to welcome the next visitor, whoever they may be. And so, by opening the door of your heart unconditionally, you feel this great sense of peace. Always being able to let go of what just happened. To be free from this burden of the past, and also to be totally open and free, totally empty, to accept whatever happens in this moment. Thereby you are a person who is alive, who is free, who is empty. The Buddha's teaching of emptiness has many, many different aspects, but that's one of them. To have a heart which is so empty, it can welcome anything, which doesn't keep things. So in this meditation of loving kindness, it's a traditional meditation, you know, usually with a twist, because whenever you teach or practice meditation, you always do it your own way, and that's a wonderful thing to do. So you always adapt the teachings and make them better, to make them more adaptable to the people in front of you. So not fixed on the past, even all my stories. And those of you who've actually listened to my stories and jokes, you do actually notice they do change over time. It's Darwinian evolution. The really, really bad ones go to extinction. And some of the good ones evolve and change this way and that way. Just like meditation must always be changing. You change your little methods. Allow them to evolve. And so the meditation on loving kindness evolved over many years and continues to evolve. And that's why it can always be in the moment rather locked in the past. But that will be in a few moments' time. First of all, for the next 20 minutes, just to sit quietly. And again, don't expect anything. If it hasn't happened so far, it's not going to happen now. So just just relax and let go and be peaceful. And in about 20 minutes' time, I'll interrupt the meditation by guiding you with a loving-kindness reflection, which builds up this feeling of love and compassion. And then once it's developed, you can spread it all over the whole world and feel so beautiful before spreading it to yourself. So just sitting down here, comfortable. And again, you don't have to sit on the floor, you can sit on a chair. You don't have to cross your legs, you can push them out. You don't have to put your hands in the lap, you can put them on your head. I don't care. I don't care what you do with them. And just get yourself comfy. If you can't be kind to your body, you can't be kind to anything. So how do you feel right now? What's it like inside? If you wish to continue on the path of metta meditation, use your power of visualization. The very fact, if you think, you can imagine. And imagine a little being, something which is very easy to develop loving kindness around. You know, I have a little imaginary kitten. If you prefer a little puppy, it may be a real cat or dog at home. If it's not a little animal, it could be a baby, but some of you single mothers or nuns don't like babies. So use something else. Any object which is easy to develop loving kindness around. It can be a little flower. Even an inanimate object, like the teddy bear. Whatever it is, something which brings up the feeling of softness and warmth, protection, the emotion of love. And don't be so distinguishing metta, love, attachment, whatever. Leave that alone for the time being. Just develop the emotion of caring. I usually start with my little kitten. And to make it very easy for myself, I imagine my kitten in big trouble and suffering. I choose a small being because small beings need the protection of the strong, of the big, of the powerful. So I imagine my little kitten in a dark corner of the world, afraid. No, not afraid, terrified. Because in a few days of its life, it's only known violence. It's trusted other animals. And they've bitten and beat it. And it's hungry. It's cold. And afraid. There may have been times in your life when you've been beaten, hurt, cold, afraid, not knowing where to turn. You know what it feels like. And I transfer that fear and terror and despair onto this little kitten. I see those emotions in its eyes. Terror. And it takes a lot of kindness and patience to get that little being to trust you, to convince it you're not one of those others who's going to harm and hurt it. I do that with my eyes, conveying my thoughts. Little being, I want to protect you and care for you. Take away your pain. I want to feed you, heal your wounds, take away your distrust, so you can bounce and skip and jump around in life like every other cat. I want to give you a life. I stretch out my hand really slowly. Every time I see that cat, that little kitten, tense up, I stop. I'm going too fast. Until I can touch that kitten. In my imagination, I always remember that touch. A cat is usually smooth, glossy fur. This cat, his fur is dirty. You can feel the coagulated blood. You can feel its bones, hardly any meat on flesh on it at all. Poor little kitten has had such pain and torture. You touch it very gently, Perhaps the first touch that Kim has had, which doesn't hurt. You touch, and very, very gently pick up that Kim. With such softness, because at any moment of fear, that Kim will run away. Keeping eye contact, you bring that kitten closer to you, closer and closer, always keeping eye contact, saying to this being, I care for you, I truly want to protect you, to feed you, to share my life with you. The door of my heart will always be open to you. I give you my love, my care, my protection. Very, very softly bring this little kitten to your chest to warm it, to take away its fear, to soften its tense body. Even though it's hungry and in pain, the care, the metta, the compassion you give it takes all that hurt away. The little kitten knows it's found a friend. At last, someone to protect her. When you hold it to your chest, start to feel the kitten's warmth and the beginning of the prayer of happiness and contentment. You have given that to this little being. What a wonderful gift. And because you've been giving metta to this being, you start to feel the power of metta, of love, of care, of compassion, start to grow. It has a physical feeling as well as the emotional, mental one. And that physical counterpart you can feel in your chest, above the heart. The tingle of metta. Dear little being, I will protect you and care for you. Take away your pain whenever it's there. Play with you. Be your friend, protector. The door of my heart is always open to you, little being. When you say that with sincerity, the mind of metta opens up. This beautiful glow in your heart. Just going to this imaginary being, first of all. Because you can make this imaginary being do whatever you want. Now comes the time to change it to a real being. The person who is closest to you in this life. A really, really good friend. Someone again you find it very easy to give feelings of loving kindness towards. It could be a child. It could be a dear friend or parent. Someone you love very easily. You imagine them in front of you. You have your eyes closed now. This is if they're staring in front of you, smiling with eyes twinkling. Your dear, dear, dear friend. They too hurt in life. Like you, they've experienced moments of great loneliness and despair, where they've lost their hope. That's why they're your friend, and you're theirs. Look at them, and say to them, dear friend, the door of my heart will forever be open to you. I sincerely wish you well and happiness. When I see joy in your heart, it gives me happiness. and I see you suffering and pain, I want to help. Just ask. Let me know. She gives these beautiful feelings of loving kindness, generated by thoughts directed in one direction, towards generating metta, beautiful golden loving kindness, which wants to take away the pain and the hurt and the fear and the guilt, and replace it by this beautiful peace, contentment, joy. The joy of being at peace with things, of knowing you have nothing to fear. You have a friend, someone to support you, and someone to support. Dear friend, wherever you go, wherever you are, I will always care for you. The door of my heart will always be open to you. I truly wish you happiness. Well-being. Whatever you want for yourself, may you achieve that. I just want to see you smile and be at peace. And as you say these words and generating the emotions of care, love, in your own words, again feel the sensations around your chest as they start to grow stronger. You'll feel them more clearly. Sometimes the emotion of loving kindness is harder to catch and focus on. The associated physical feeling is more apparent, easier to focus on. It keeps you connected to metta, like a golden glow going through your chest from your heart, bathing your best friend, your closest companion. In Buddhism we say the Kalyanamitta, really, really good close friend. May you be happy and well, free of pain and suffering, with joy, with peace. We wish you the very, very best. And once you develop this loving kindness, and the very easy things, we make it a little bit difficult. Widen the love. And we start with all the people in this room, all the fellow meditators, the nuns, the monks, the helpers, the workers, even the teddy bear. All on this path together. Yes, some people have been irritating. Some people have been just so inspiring. Doesn't matter, no judgment. The door of my heart is fully open to everyone. Anything wrong which has been done, I forgive. Say that to everybody. And everything beautiful has been done, I share my appreciation. Thank you for being my fellow meditator over the last few days. And may you all be happy and well. May you all find that beautiful peace where you're just happy to be here. You don't want to be anywhere else in the whole world except here. May all those sicknesses, those pains, they all disappear. All the traumas from the past, may they vanish, evaporated under the heat of metta, of loving kindness. I forgive you all. I forgive myself. Have enough love, enough metta to let go. To all beings in this room, may you be at peace from the past, fearless towards the future, and at peace, smiling in the present. Wishing the very best to everyone in this room, as if they were your child, your dear son or daughter. You just really care for them. You want them to be happy. And you give your energy, your life, your love, your resources to all the beings in this room. All the wonderful meditations I've ever had. All the great good karma. I give the whole lot to you. Take it, my dear friend. Enjoy. As loving kindness gives. Gives freedom. Gives forgiveness. Gives happiness. As you wish all beings in this room health and peace. Wisdom and joy. It's like this golden light really getting strong now, pouring out of your heart. Sometimes you wonder, how can so much pour out? Is there any left? The more you pour out, the more there is. Just give, holding nothing back to all beings in this room. Until you imagine the golden light filling this whole room, making this room incandescent with metta, taking away all the pain, the sicknesses, the disappointments. Love gives you peace. This golden light giving incredible peace and energy and stillness. May all beings in this room be free now. This beautiful sense of just being here, loved and loving, immersed in the great universal metta. This golden light gets so strong, just it can't stay in the room. It bursts through the walls, through the doors, through the ceiling. It bursts through all the beings in this compound. All those kangaroos which hid in the bushes. All those little insects, the ants and the bugs, the snakes, the centipedes, and the birds who sing to us every morning and evening. And all the people who have come to feed us, to clean, to supply. May all beings in this compound, or who have visited this compound, may they all be happy, at peace, their pain vanish, because of this golden light of metta, which we spread over every square inch of China Grove. May all beings be at peace, knowing that we care for you, knowing that we wish you no harm, only love. Know that we treat you like that little kitten. You may be afraid, but we'll take away that pain of fear. You're welcome to share this property with us. May all beings in this compound be happy and well, and then spread that even further. The stronger it is, the easier it is to spread, and as it spreads it never gets more dilute but more intense. You should spread it over to Bodhinyana Monastery over the road, to all the monks and the lay people there, all the beings there. In the other direction, to the prison, where many people are confused and sad. In those two institutions, a monastery and a jail, we spread our love evenly. May all beings in those two great institutions be at peace. Their fear and their pain disappear. The prisoner who is lonely, who hasn't had a visit, may you know that we care for you. You feel that somewhere Someone is thinking of you, wishing you well. You're not alone. We truly wish you happiness and peace. And all the monks and Anagarikas and beings of Bodhinyana, I give you my love too. My power, my wish for your happiness and well-being. You start spreading this beautiful golden light even further. Over the neighboring farms, over the villages and towns, and the great, great cities. Whatever you're doing now, human beings in the hospitals or watching sports matches going crazy, be people being people. Wherever you are right now, I give you my loving kindness. May all beings in the great city of Perth and Rockingham, Mandurah, all the way south to Albany, the north, up to Broome and Cunnamulla, just this one state first of all, may all beings, Indigenous, Asian, Australian, European, wherever, and all the animals and the birds and other beings, may all be free and happy. I give you my love. The door of my heart is fully open to you. At peace, wishing you only well. May all beings be at peace. And you spread it even further. Many of you come from cities a long way away, over oceans or deserts. Where there's people who are your friends and loved ones who really care for you and you care for them. There's also in those cities who are your enemies too. Doesn't matter. Our love goes to each equally, like to the prisoners and to the monks. May all beings throughout this whole world, the soldiers at war, the rebels, the insurgents, the suicide bombers, the people in jails, in torture chambers, and the torturers too, the people who are sick and dying, and those watching over those sick and dying, the children and the old, the animals and the birds, and all beings, spread this beautiful golden light of loving kindness over this whole planet. It may be rare, but we can do it at least for a few seconds. May all beings in the whole world not hate each other. May they forgive and live at peace. Be free of enmity, free of fear, so they can hold out their hands and shake and be at peace, resolving their differences with kindness rather than with arms. May all the sick people be at peace with their sickness. It's part of life. And those dying, let go. There's a time when we let go. And those grieving, may you just be so grateful for the time you've had with these people you love. You can't hold on to them forever. Loving kindness opens the door of your heart to life and death, embracing everything. It's this beautiful golden light spreads over the world, over nature, loves life and death, like it loves all beings equally. May this whole world be at peace. May I be at peace with it. At this point, just as an experiment, I ask you to think again of one person who's not in this room, who you're very close to. They may be healthy, they may be well, doesn't matter. Imagine them now and give them full power, loving kindness. All around them, inside of them, zap them. Dear friend, lover, relation, may you really be happy and well. I truly care for you right now. I really wish you well and happiness. May all your difficulties be taken away. No pain. I give you the full power of my love. Dear friend, I care for you. Care so much. I give you all my healing, loving, caring energy. Full on. And now, come back to the person we've left out, yourself. Without loving yourself, it's so hard to love others. Here you are sitting in this room. Don't open your eyes, but imagine you're looking at yourself in the mirror. This being you've grown up with, you've known all your life. Or rather, you think you've known all your life. Give it unconditional love. Dear me, with all the bumps and pain of my life so far, and all the joy and success I've had as well, I love both. I open the door of my heart to myself, whoever I am, whatever I've done, however I might turn out, wherever I might go in life, I give myself the hand of friendship. I love me. I care for me. I have so much metta and compassion for this being with whom I share my life. Me. I let go of all that pain of the past. I forgive. I understand. I try my best, but sometimes I do stupid things because I'm a human. I'm learning. Just like a mother loves her child, even though the child does stupid things, the mother loves that child unconditionally. You are that child, and you are that mother. As you love yourself unconditionally, with no strings attached, you make peace with yourself, and then you make metta with yourself. The door of my heart, fully, totally, without reservation, open to me. Sometimes I imagine it was part of me kept outside of the heart, a part I never respected or liked, a part I was ashamed of. And I imagine that cold, frightened being, like the cat, like the kitten. Imagine that being walking up these stairs, timid at first. Am I really welcome into your heart? Come in. You're part of me. I cannot love a half. I can only love the whole. As this little being, the one you've rejected, the one you're not so proud of, walks up the stairs, through the doors, and into your heart, and hugs you, with tears flowing. At last, you've reconciled with yourself. You're at peace, whole. The door of my heart will never again be closed to me. You give yourself perfect, complete, 100% loving kindness. Peace at last. Just enjoy it for a little while longer. The source of that power, beautiful loving kindness, we're now going to protect it. Imagine this golden energy drawing in, becoming concentrated and focused again, drawing in this energy. It's a ball, a very strong ball of light, of power, like a sun right in your chest, above your heart. Use a Buddhist symbol of the lotus, the pure lotus heart, with the metta standing on top, just hovering. It's beautiful power, which doesn't burn the lotus, even though it's so intense. And you imagine the petals of the lotus closing so gently over that love, closing until the lotus is just this bud. That's your heart. And inside is this incredible power of metta, which can go over the whole world and into yourself to be used whenever it's needed.